Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Laura, and welcome to the Market Wrap for Thursday, the 13th of April. Well, the Australian share market broke its two-day winning streak after stronger-than-expected jobs growth was released today. The market started relatively flat, but it ended lower by 20 points, or about a quarter of 1%, to 7,324. 53,000 jobs were added in March, which is well above the forecast of 20,000, which is what the economists expected. In fact, it's 2.5 times higher than what was expected. And unemployment remained at 3.5%, while the expectation was for it to rise to 3.6%. This shows that the jobs market remains tight and opens the door for the Reserve Bank to potentially raise rates further. But we do still have inflation data still to come in about 2 weeks' time ahead of the next Reserve Bank meeting, which will happen in early May. Now, in terms of sector performance today, only 3 of the 11 sectors managed to post gains. Materials and financials were the biggest weights on the market, with the materials sector falling for the first time this week. Energy rose most, with major players Woodside, Santos and Whitehaven Coal all helping to lift the sector. But consumer staples fell the most, declining by over 1%. Looking at today's winners, Woodside lifted by over 1%. Corporate Travel Group was actually up most on the ASX 200 after announcing it won a big contract with the UK government, which would help their growth in the European region in the years to come. It rose by over 12% today. Nickel Industries was the second best, ahead of its quarterly activity report due in 2 weeks' time. Whitehaven Coal rose today, making up for some of yesterday's losses. Now, onto some of today's losers. Afterpay's parent company, Block, fell by almost 6%, making it today's worst performer. Domino's Pizza also posted losses. It's been experiencing some rough times, with its share price about one-third of what it was about a year and a half ago. BHP and Coles also fell, with Coles contributing most to the fall in consumer staples. Looking at currencies, the Aussie dollar is stronger against the US dollar, currently buying around 67.2 US cents, and it did firm above that 67 cent point mark after the jobs data was released today. Now, it's also stronger against the Kiwi, the yen, the pound, and the euro. Looking ahead, in the US tonight, we have business inflation data coming out, so we'll see the effects of that in our market tomorrow, potentially. And then on Friday, we have US earnings season kicking off with the major banks, and that's a period where publicly listed US companies will report on how they went during the months of January through to March. So it will be interesting to see how those earnings results come out in the weeks to come. And on that note, have a great night, everyone. We'll do this again tomorrow.